Well, on today's Ag Show, we're actually welcoming back the first guest we had on the Ever on the Ag Show when we started this at the end of January, and that is the General Manager of Alberta Canola, Mr. Ward Thoma. Ward, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for the invitation again.
Awesome. So I guess the first question is that now, obviously, as fields are starting to melt, we're starting to see some more sunshine. Still, you know, inconsistent temperatures up here, but at least in the Peace region. But overall, how soon do you feel that your farmers are away from laying seed?
Well, some already are. The South Calgary, in that Lethbridge area, there's been folks at the field now for, you know, a while, 10 days or so, and it's early. They acknowledge that, but the conditions are right, so they're going. And I think some folks in central Alberta around here are doing some field prep, maybe some of that sort of stuff. I don't think there's any seed going into the ground in the Edmonton area right now. I mean, it's -5 right now here in Edmonton, so I'm not sure there's a whole lot of activity that way going on. And things are catching up, so I think, I mean, it is just past the middle of April. As we close in on May, I think we're going to see a lot more activity and machines and units in the field putting the crop in.
Yeah, definitely, as the temperatures get more consistent. But if there's one thing we've learned in Alberta, that you can't necessarily guarantee it's consistent temperatures. So I guess another question I have for you is that we know that agri-stability is something that's been talked about a lot lately. And obviously, the province and the federal government is kind of arguing on this right now. Overall, what are your thoughts on the agri-stability program, and how do you think it should be rolled out?
Well, we had, the federal government made an offer for changes to agri-stability for the reference margin and the compensation rate, and them and the provinces came to an agreement on moving the reference margin, making some changes there that were going to help some of the sectors in agriculture, and they could not come to an agreement on the compensation rate at this time, and which is still positive, a positive move. And the fact that they were able to come to an agreement on part of it, they kind of maybe it can be seen as they met kind of halfway. And that bodes well for future discussions around what the program is going to do in the coming years and for the next framework that they're going to be working on here pretty soon to get nailed down.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely have to see how that's going to look. And I guess even in saying that too, the pandemic is starting to kind of, I guess, we're in a third wave right now, but more people get vaccinated. It's starting to hopefully tamper down. And in thinking of that, at least heading in the year, I know you had talked about one thing that we'd mentioned in our early discussion, that PPE became a challenge. What are some of the challenges overall that you would say our canola producers faced in the last, 13 months?
Well, you know, PPE was a problem last spring because there was such an incredible demand for things like face masks and respiratory protection products right up front. And I think we worked our way through some of those log jams. What we're hearing right now is that because manufacturing around the world, you know, Canada, the United States, and Asia has all been impacted by this, things have slowed down. Because of employee issues and safety issues, factories have not run at capacity. And some farmers, they're hearing about delays for parts, as well as potentially delays for crop input products because of manufacturing and logistics issues. Because trade has gone down, there's container issues. So some of our exporting industries, like Paulson's, can't get containers to move products overseas. But there's also containers not coming in because they can't put some of the overseas crop protection products that might be used for those logistics aren't there. So there are some worries among some of the farmers that some of the products that they use in crop or replacement parts are not going to be able to show up in a timely fashion. And hearing more and more reports about guys having to call 4 or 5 suppliers before they're finding that that hydraulic hose or that replacement bearing or things like that. So that's actually quite concerning because we don't want, you know, the largest economic activity in Canada is the spring planting, and we really don't want that to grind to a halt because we can't get parts to get the machines going.
Oh, wow, that's very interesting, no doubt. And I guess one thing on a positive side here is that one thing that we've seen is we do monitor the commodities prices here during the week, and canola has gone up, at least in terms of Alberta, and that's obviously good news for the farmers. And in saying that, though, what do you think are some of the reasons that Alberta canola is seeing some rising prices compared to last year, definitely?
Well, so there's, you know, there's two things. Prices go up because demand goes up or supply goes down. And we're, I believe there's a little bit of a bit of both going on with the canola prices right now. We're seeing very strong demand from Asia and from Europe, from the biofuel market, and from Canadians and North Americans that are consuming the product. So that's always good to see people consuming more product. We'd really like that. But, I mean, you also, up in the piece, you know that there's lots of acres that did not produce a crop last year, let alone producing canola.
That's
and
right.
There is some supply issues. So it's there's a lot of farmers watching these high prices and unfortunately wishing they had product to sell into those high prices. And they're going to go buy, a lot of farmers are not going to be able to take advantage of that because they're not going to have product to sell. Now, on the other hand, there those that do have, not everywhere in Alberta was there a poor crop like in the Peace or the Northwest or the Northeast, but Central Alberta had a really good crop, and for the first time in 4 years, Southern Alberta had a fabulous crop last year. So some of those folks are going to take advantage of these high prices to replenish the reserves in the bank and manage debt and work on their farm finances that way. So it was very timely and very useful. You know, high prices always are very useful for the industry.
No doubt. Also as well, and Ward, you touched on this, and that is the fact that, up here in Peace Country, we've seen a lot of moisture problems and a lot of moisture issues, and I think over the last, like, 5, maybe 6 years, the overall average of crops planted versus crops harvested is 20% lower on average than everywhere else in the province, it seems like. Is this something that some of the membership, at least in this area, has brought to your attention and hoping that maybe there could be some kind of advocacy on a drainage solution? I know irrigation's worked on the south. Maybe that may not be the answer for the north, but are you hoping that somebody could look into that?
Well, looking for solutions on those types of problems is always something that we do. You know, a lot of the issues with water in the Peace and other areas had to do with, just excess rainfall and excess snowfall and it building up and the catchment areas backing up and things like that. So don't know if drainage is an issue for that, but certainly we've worked very closely with Ag Financial Services and Crop Insurance to tighten up their serviceability to clients, so that when there are issues in the fields, they're because it's drowned out or flooded out, or they can't get the crop off because of an early winter, they'd be able to close those files faster, so that farmers can know exactly what the situation is with crop insurance, and be able to make decisions on what best to do with that land, be it put it into a longer term rotation, maybe with grazing product or different crops. Or the, at least how to handle emerging weeds that might show up, but because of unplanted acres in the spring. So, it's been great that crop insurance has been listening very closely to ourselves and our other commodity groups, Alberta Wheat and Barley and Alberta Pulse, about some of these issues on the farm. So they've really come forward. I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, fair enough. And I know one of the things, at least on that file, is that one of the issues that both all three Prairie provinces had is that it's a cost-sharing program, and the belief is that the federal government should pay for it. Not necessarily to ask what side to take on this, but are you hoping that somehow, some way, that part of it, of the agreement, could be figured out?
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, the federal government, particularly, with agri-stability, as we talked about, they came forward with an offer, and of course, it is, you have partners, and everybody has to be able to meet their commitments under the partnership, and they were able to, the provinces and the feds were able to do that, and we hope that in the future that they can do that and make the agri-stability programs or the risk management programs that come for the future, more timely and bankable for the farmers, so they know what their coverage is and what their protection is. For many, many crop producers right now, agri-stability, did not work. Change the reference margin may change. We'll change that for some operations. It's not going to work for everybody, but an insurance product like that is definitely isn't going to work for everybody. It's not a broad-based subsidy program. It's there to help with narrowing margins, and that concept is something I think both levels of government have talked about and moving forward. So we'll have to see what the future brings with negotiations.
Yeah, that should be very interesting. And of course, as well, Ward, final question for you. Research, we know that obviously a lot of, commodities advocacy groups are always looking at research and things like that. What are some of the things that Alberta Canola hopes to research this year?
Well, as always, crop diseases are very important. Western Canada is now in its 11th year of 18 million acres of canola. So that's an awful lot of canola. And it's fluctuated, maybe a little bit higher, but has not gone down. So there's a lot of crop out there. Rotations in some areas maybe are too tight, but what it has done is really increased the disease profiles. So finding the disease solutions for clubroot, blacklegs, sclerotinia, fusarium, things like that are always high on our research list. And we're lucky that we have great researchers in these areas with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada and with the universities and now the colleges in Alberta are picking up some of the research capacity. So we're looking forward to working on some of those files with some of those new folks.
All right, that should be very interesting. Well, Ward Toma, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us today. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, just give me a call.
All right, this is Ward Toma. He is the General Manager for Alberta Canola, and this is our Ag Show.